And the man wondering at her held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah his daughter. Now his sons were with his cattle in the field, and Jacob held his peace until they were come. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. 50 loops made he in one curtain, and 50 loops made he in the edge of the curtain, which was in the coupling of the second. The loops held one curtain to another. Then Moses said unto Aaron, This is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. And her husband heard it, and held his peace at her in the day that he heard it. Then her vows shall stand, and her bonds wherewith she bound her soul shall stand. And her husband heard it, and held his peace at her, and disallowed her not. Then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband altogether hold his peace at her from day to day, then he establisheth all her vows, or all her bonds which are upon her. He confirmeth them, because he held his peace at her in the day that he heard them. And the three companies blew the trumpets, and brake the pitchers, and held the lamps in their left hands, and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. And they cried, The sword of the Lord and of Gideon! And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, Suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them. Also he said, Bring the veil that thou hast upon thee, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and she went into the city. But the children of Belial said, How shall this man save us? And they despised him, and brought him no presents. But he held his peace. And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in his house like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunken. Wherefore she told him nothing, less or more, until the morning light. And Joab blew the trumpet, and the people returned from pursuing after Israel, for Joab held back the people. And at that time Solomon held a feast, and all Israel with him, a great congregation, from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of Egypt before the Lord our God, 7 days and 7 days, even 14 days. But the people held their peace, and answered him not a word, for the king's commandment was, saying, Answer him not. And the thickness of it was an handbreadth, and the brim of it like the work of the brim of a cup, with flowers of lilies. And it received and held 3,000 baths. And it came to pass from that time forth, that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields and the bows, and the habergeons, and the rulers that were behind all the house of Judah, they which builded on the wall, and they that bare burdens with those that laded, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. And I said unto them, We, after our ability, have redeemed our brethren the Jews, which were sold unto the heathen. And will ye even sell your brethren, or shall they be sold unto us? Then held they their peace, and found nothing to answer. And it was so, when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near, and touched the top of the scepter. For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage. Then the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther. So Esther arose and stood before the king, and My foot hath held his steps, his way have I kept and not declined. The nobles held their peace, and their tongue clave to the roof of their mouth. Be ye not as the horse, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. I was dumb with silence, I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. When I said, My foot slippeth, Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him, and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house, and into the chamber of her that conceived me. Thine head upon thee is like Carmel, and the hair of thine head like purple. The king is held in the galleries. But they held their peace, and answered him not a word, for the king's commandment was, saying, Answer him not. And of whom hast thou been afraid or feared, that thou hast lied, and hast not remembered me, nor laid it to thy heart? Have not I held my peace even of old, and thou fearest me not? Thus saith the Lord of hosts, The children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together, and all that took them captives held them fast, they refused to let them go. And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth for ever, that it shall be for a time, times and an half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Unto them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life, or to kill? But they held their peace. For by the way they had disputed among themselves, who should be the greatest? But he held his peace and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him and said unto him, Art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And straightway in the morning the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus, and carried him away, and delivered him to Pilate. And they held their peace. And he took him, and healed him, and let him go. And they could not take hold of his words before the people, and they marveled at his answer, and held their peace. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews and part with the apostles. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit, and not in the oldness of the letter. And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held.